that question is always loud. Boom. How much you weigh? And it's like everybody turns and look at your mouth. And it's like, they want to know where I've been at. Trying to get this shit on track. Really no time to chill or relax. When you chasing after racks. This little bitch, I'm with a demon. Trying to ride me like a scat. And by look cam, she be tweaking. I can't keep off my sack. I love the way she eat the dick up. I'm on the road with a load in the U-Haul truck because I couldn't get no pickup. I'm in a party and all black with two pistols on me like this a stick up. Off a perk and a little bit of terror, man. Boy, you better not ball your fists up. What's up, gang? It's your boy 656 Diesel, Ric Flair Woo. That was my nigga Cam on the motherfucking beat. This you watching my podcast, man. We back with another one. I hope everybody has been fine. This is the first podcast of the new year, 2024. I hope everybody been solid. We are in the month of March. We are closing out, and I am feeling beautiful. Springtime, birds is chirping, greens is greens. Hope everybody been nice and healthy. Alright, for sure, let's hop into some goddamn topics, man. Oh yeah, and like I said, that was my nigga Cam. Shout out to my dog, man. He been dropping some heat on the low. I ain't even gonna flex. My nigga Flight been dropping some heat on the low. I ain't gonna flex. My nigga Shy been dropping some heat on the motherfucking low. I ain't gonna flex. Y'all niggas keep turning that bitch up. You dig what I'm saying? So let's see. We gonna hop into some updates, you dig? It's just me too, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really calling the game. Podcast will be dropping back regularly. Every week, it's gonna be back every Monday and every Friday. You can expect the episode this upcoming Friday. I hope y'all are excited. We're going to have some good episodes coming down. We're going to be looking to see if we can keep this thing going consistently. So y'all be on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start promoting and marketing again. So y'all get on y'all sharing. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to subscribe, like, share with a friend. You know what I'm saying? Do that for your butt. We're going to talk about some life updates. So boom. I do not drive trucks no more. I don't know if folks know that. Now, my close friends, family, and all that already know I stopped driving trucks. But for real, nigga, you know what I'm saying? That was a real transition that I had to go through. It was different not being out on the road in the sense of having so much access to different lifestyles and, you know what I mean, different environments. It's crazy. You know, truck driving and the transportation atmosphere is different from like regular civilization. I ain't gonna flex. Like, we different out there. You know, you got niggas that's out there 48 states and shit. You got niggas that's local jokers. You got niggas that's running this, niggas that's running that, you know. So it's just different lifestyles out there, and when you come back, you know, everything ain't the same no more. It was a little adjustment period for me. I felt like I had to drive late at night. I was so used to driving at night. You know what I'm saying? It was real peaceful. Like, real, real peaceful. So, I had moments where I'd just get in the car and just drive in the middle of the night. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Ride through the city. Where I live at, I already know it's 61 miles on the highway to get back. So, I got to, like, if you take a whole rip around the whole city, it take me 61 miles. I do a lap around the city, do another lap sometimes. Play an album, play some shit, see who popping, see who not. I really gotta get back on this music shit, so y'all definitely get in the comments, step in with me, find out what kind of music be popping, cause I'm an old school nigga. I ain't even gonna flex. I say in the last 4 months, I had deleted every song out of my phone. I'm talking about cleared that bitch out. No music, no albums, no songs, no nothing. Every time I got in my car, I had to pick a song or play an album or something of that nature because I took everything out. I just truly want to stop listening to bullshit. And it's interesting. I always kind of wonder, like, when my parents had got tired of listening to rap music or, you know, a version of rap music. When you're in elementary, middle school, high school, you know, going through your teenage years and early 20s. But me, it started to kind of hit. When I hit my early 20s, I was like, damn, this shit. Like, if you kind of, because really that's when the drug music always kind of existed, truth be told. But it was always one of them things where I ain't have drug friends. At least to my knowledge, I didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? My niggas that I used to be around with, we was hoopers. Like, we played ball. We was trying to chase girls. And, you know, of course, like, all that stuff as far as drugs existed. But the niggas I ran with, we didn't do that type shit. I ain't pop no pills. I wasn't sneaking no bottles into the school, drinking liquor and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? You be cool with the niggas that do shit like that, but you not one of the niggas that do shit like that. So for me, it was like, all right, we're shaking. The music kind of transcended different environments for people. So, like, the people that kind of dealt with different things. Like, we all dealt with different things, but, you know what I'm saying? Niggas started to sip lean because it was cool. Niggas started to pop pills because it was cool. Niggas started to do different things because it was cool. I think that really affected my generation. Because we had, like, a lot of niggas pump faking like they was gangsters. We had a lot of niggas that was gangsters that was going to the internet and being geeks and going to jail and doing that shit. And, you know, you just experience a whole different atmosphere, and you could kind of see the music circulating in that shit. So for me, it was like, all right, boom. You got to an age where you kind of got to make decisions where you can't really just be basing it off some shit that's trendy or something that everybody kind of rocking with. No doubt. Listen, y'all, this shit crazy. When I was doing my DOT physical, they do that shit every 1 or 2 years, depending on your health. So like, if you fucked up, you got to do it 1 year, nigga. If you semi-fucked up, but you solid, nigga, you get the 2 year. You feel me? So every year I was getting the 1 year, you did. So every year I go get my weight. It's like a little regular physical back when you was in high school to get your sports shit. So you do your weight, your blood pressure, your sleep, all that woo-woo. So the most I ever weighed in life was 398. I was 400 pounds, no doubt. I think that was like my second year driving trucks. That was maybe a few months before I had my daughter. I was almost 400 pounds. And I was like, damn, bro. I remember I was with my niggas one night, and they was like, bro, I don't know what we was talking about. We was rapping, and we was just talking about, hey, man, so boom, how much you weigh? As a fat nigga, that shit, like, will drop your heart. Like if a nigga ask you how much you weigh, that's like asking a bitch what your credit score is. Like, no bad. It's like, all right, for sure. If I tell the truth, I'm fucked up. And if I lie, I'm fucked up. And you can't joke your way out, because it's like everybody hears that question. You know, like how you could sneak a question some way, or like you could like semi-joke on a nigga, but like it don't be loud. That question is always loud. Boom. How much you weigh? And it's like everybody turns and look at your mouth, and it's like, oh shit, I gotta say something smooth, or I gotta tell these niggas how much I weigh and that I'm depressed. Like you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. So boom, we was at Chili's. It was me, damn, I missed the game. It was me, EJ, Don, Cam was there, my child's mom, my child. Well, like, it was like a gang. It was just a gang. We was in that bitch thugging. So we 6, 7, 8 deep in that bitch. I don't know what the fuck we was talking about, nigga. Them niggas all turned. It was like, hey, cuz, how much you weigh? Like, nigga said that bitch, like, he pulled a gun out. Like, he pulled the weight gun out when he did that shit. Like, imagine a nigga having a ray gun. And that shit just, how much you weigh, nigga? I'm like, oh, shit. I gotta tell these niggas the truth. Hey, cuz, I weigh like 360, nigga. They was like, no motherfucking way. And what's crazy is when I was 360, you could not tell. Like, if I post a picture of me not right now and I tell y'all niggas how much I weigh, I get on the scale, no doubt. Put this bitch on Instagram live. I look the exact same. Like, no cap. Now, truthfully, the only thing I think looks different on me is that I look taller. Like, I've heard that. Like, niggas be like, bro, did you grow? Pause. Oh, yeah, that's a big pause. What they be like, no diddy? You gotta hit the no diddy. Niggas have definitely asked me, have I got taller, bro? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no diddy, but how I'm feeling, I definitely feel a lot. Oh, I ain't even gonna tell y'all niggas how much I weigh. I weigh 295. I ain't gonna cap. Since I stopped being on a semi-truck, I think when I did my last physical, I might have weighed, I actually was doing solid. I ain't gonna flex. I was like 330. But that was maybe like last April, so almost a year ago. I was like 330. And I have truly not changed my diet. Like, no, I ain't gonna flex. I have. Like, in the last week, I did. But from like last April to now, I have not had a consistent diet. What I think transitioned for me was just a mindset. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your mental has to change your physical. I don't know if niggas know that, but you can't really start changing different things about your life if you can't, like, mentally see it. And I have been big my entire life. It was, like, something that used to bother me. And then I got mad fly with it because I was still getting girls. So it was like, all right, boom, this shit ain't really stop my movement. And I just got cool with it because I was like, all right, boom, I could hoop fat. I could be fat and get girls fat. It was like, what is the reason to ever slim down or be in health? Well, maybe not health because it was like I'm a jit at the time. So, like, I know I'm big, but I'm not unhealthy big. You feel me? It's like I'm just a big ass nigga. So to watching my podcast, well, we do everything, but you know what I'm saying? So I'm giving this shit up 1,000. So yeah, I'm 295, no dick. And I feel really great, you know? Like I smoke weed. I don't know if y'all niggas know that neither. Like I started to smoke weed. Like the last time I potted, I wasn't smoking weed, I don't believe. I think I might have still been vaping. I was scared as fuck, nigga. I'm like, boom. I ain't never really, like, I smoked weed a couple times, but that was never really my tempo. I used to smoke cigars, you know, cigars, because for niggas, you know, a stogie or a stogie or however the fuck them New York niggas be saying it. So for me, I used to light cigars, and I did that for a year. Nah, I did that definitely for, like, two and a half years. I would have, like, a really good consistent base of cigars that was smooth, had my drinks, you know what I'm saying? And that was real grown, real classy vibes for 22, 23, 24, 25, yo. That was real dope. Moving forward, that was just like my movement. I've been around niggas that smoke weed my whole life. And them niggas could tell you real facts. I never smoked weed until recently, like within the last year. When I did my podcast with weed smoking niggas, them niggas had a jar in my house of weed, big ass jar of weed. Did not touch this shit. I did not smoke no weed. So, smoking weed, what I have recognized is smoking weed is actually alright. My podcast is really gonna start transitioning to being about life. Not mine per se, cause I know my shit boring to y'all niggas. But I can be, you know what I'm saying, a little monotone when I talk. So if I had somebody jazz my shit might be a little interesting, you dig? But for right now, we're just going to be working on a couple things and transitioning to different things in life. You know, I enjoy music. Music is still a part of me and everything I do. We just might be covering different types of music, different energies, understanding ourselves and talking about life. I feel like too many times we have distractions. And I'm not saying that music is a distraction or that hip-hop is a distraction in its whole. But we also have to take an acknowledgement that the things that we listen to becomes repetitive in our psyche. And we got to start putting better things into our minds like we put better things into our bodies. So, you know, let's take that into consideration as the audience continues to grow and we develop a fan base. So when you share this podcast, let everybody know we are transitioning. You know, send things in for us to talk about. Let's get a community. Let's start a Reddit. Let's get a Discord. Let's do Instagram lives, Facebook lives, anything. You know what I'm saying? To spread awareness and get things popping. This is my message to the group. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to close out with a song from my OG. Y'all have a good night. We're going to try and keep these podcasts typically short too. I'm thinking about it. 15-20 minutes max, and that's intro, outro. Y'all get the meat, potatoes. Everybody can tap in, you know what I'm saying? And y'all be blessed. One. Chasing paper in these streets, motherfuck, Lord. Fell in love with that pot, got my bands up. Hand to hand, fell in love with my customers. Hate when they come short, melon they still support. Fell in love with the game, even though it's fucked up. Can't do nothing but love the life I'm living while I'm coming up. Hate the losses that I took on my come up. But love the fact I'm still having, I ain't fucked.